Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. We got, it's hard to know where to start with Dr. Sheree Carter-Scott, ladies and gentlemen. It's just hard to know where to start when introducing her. Do I introduce you as an entrepreneur of decades? She started when she was only five. Do I introduce her as an educator, as a scholar? She's all that. How about best-selling author? Incredibly runaway best-selling author, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Galactic best-selling author. Do I start there? She's a transformational life coach. She's helping people all over the world transform their lives. She's wrote a book about love. Where do you start with somebody like this? So therefore, I can only say, ladies and gentlemen, welcome Dr. Sheree Carter-Scott, Renaissance woman. Sheree, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim, and happy Valentine's Day to you.
Happy Valentine's Day to you. What about that? What do you think? Has anybody ever called you a Renaissance woman?
Never. You're the first.
Well, who else would know all this, right?
It's wonderful. I love it. Beautiful introduction. Thank you so much.
It's good to have you back, as always. And, of course, a long time ago, I'm trying to remember what year it was. I can look it up here. I guess it would have been 1999.
Wow.
You introduced us to If Love Is a Game, These Are the Rules.
That's right.
Which was, I think, the first follow-up book to your If Life Is a Game, These Are the Rules.
You are accurate once again, sir.
Well, that's the wonder that is me, Sheree, and you know all about that, too. We're like baseball. We keep up with the stats around here. And your first book, If Life Is a Game, These Are the Rules, that was the groundbreaker, the earth shaker. It wasn't your first book, though, was it?
It was my fourth book.
Fourth book, yeah. That's the one that really put you on the map, wasn't it?
Actually, on the big map. On the little map, Negaholics put me on the little map.
Right,
the big
no.
map. Yeah, because I was on Oprah on both of those shows.
Right.
But that first one with Oprah was bumped by an after-school special. So it always goes to show you, don't get your hopes up.
That's right. Little kid's going to upstage you every time.
Absolutely.
Don't try to follow kids and pets. That's what they tell me in show business.
Yeah.
Don't follow a child and a pet or a pet.
Absolutely.
And so then you came up with If Love Is a Game, These Are the Rules. And these are 10 rules for finding love. Now, in the week prior to Valentine's Day, is that our subject today, Sheree? Is love our subject?
I think love is in the air.
Is it in the air? We should write a song about that.
Good idea. Make our theme song.
No one's ever done that before. What's the state of love these days, Sheree?
Well, I think it's still pretty good when you talk about the pheromones, but I think the longevity is a bit of a challenge.
Yeah? Why is that?
I think because people are looking for something that's more of a quick fix than a long-term commitment.
Ah. So our attention span, we all agree that the attention span of humans has gotten down to almost nothing. And are you saying that that's impacting relationships as well?
Well, if you look at the news these days, it seems like people get distracted easily with people who are younger and a little bit more enticing or a change or a distraction.
Ah.
Yeah, but longevity and
You're not aiming that at any one gender or not, are you?
Oh no, I would never.
You would
do
never
that.
Do that, would you?
I'm not gender specific. No.
Well, what the problem is, don't you?
Tell me.
It's
testosterone.
It's the problem with you. I knew I'd trip her up, ladies and gentlemen. No, the problem is what's the problem with humanity? I've told you what the problem with humanity is, haven't I?
You know what? I'm going to interview you today, Jim.
The humans. The problem with humanity is the humans.
Say more.
That's it. It's that simple. The problem with humanity is the humans. We're so flawed as beings that it amazes me that we've been able to survive and to as a race, as a species.
Are we going to talk about apples next?
We can talk about apples. What would you like to say? What do you think?
About a flawed species?
We are a flawed, highly flawed species, don't you think?
Well, that's another conversation. I don't know that that's really...
You don't think that impacts love?
I think anything can impact love. I think anything at all. I think technology can impact love. I think that the age span, longevity can impact love.
Yeah.
I think there are a lot of things that can.
But I kind of agree with you, though. I mean, I do agree with you about this, about the distractions. There are a lot of things that are distracting. But Cherie, let's be honest. These things are distracting people from their jobs. From all parts of their lives. Hold on to that thought. We're going to get back. We're going to come back to these distractions and talk about some of those things. We're going to talk about this for a little while, and then we're going to get in. We'll get sweet in a little bit. It'll get syrupy as we go through this thing. Don't worry, ladies. 10:20 till. I'm Jim Blassie Games. Dr. Cherie Carter Scott is our guest.
My own, I want a dream lover, so I don't have to dream alone. As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up to me and asked.
We're back. It's 17 till, a little Chicago bringing us back. I'm Jim Blassie Games. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. A lot of small business there. A little bit of love there. There's some love there. I mean, I've done some love shows on the show over the last 12 plus years, including several with our good friend Dr. Love, Dr. Cherie Carter Scott, the author of If Love is a Game, These Are the Rules, among others. And Cherie, I'm assuming that book is still available.
It's still available, and I have a few right here at my office. So
really?
If any of your listeners would like to get a signed copy to their beloved,
wow,
they should email me today and get me to pop it in the mail immediately.
Ooh.
Signed to them.
Okay, how would they complete the transaction?
I'm going to give you my immediate email address, which
okay.
is DR.
Okay, but then how would they pay you for it?
Well, they just put on it their credit card.
Oh, I got you. Well, okay.
Email,
all right,
I'll charge
all right.
it and send it in the mail immediately today.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
So DRCHERIECS for Carter Scott.
Right.
At gmail.com.
All right.
And if they send that to me today, I will sign it to whoever it is. If they have a special message, I'll put that in it too.
Ah.
And I will send it however they want it. If they want it sent FedEx, then we'll charge them for the FedEx.
Right.
If they want it sent first
right.
class, we'll do that.
I appreciate that. And folks, as you know, for over 10 years, I've been telling you about this book. It is outstanding. And you're going to want to go through it with your loved one, the two of you. And so that's Dr. D.R. Cherie. CHERIE@gmail.com.
You forgot the CS part.
What did I say? Dr.
Cherie CS.
Oh, okay. All right.
@gmail.com.
All right. CS. I'm sorry. Yeah, because your website's drcherie.com.
That's right.
That's
it
what
is.
Got me confused. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
All right. Dr. Cherie CS@gmail.com. So check that out. Okay, Cherie, what else do we need? What do we need to know about love in the 21st century?
Well, this interesting thing about this book is that if you apply it to business, like a merger
yeah.
or an acquisition, they're the exact same principles. So it applies to your personal life, but it also applies to your professional life.
Right.
Just depending upon whether you want things to work out harmoniously or not.
Well, we all want harmony, don't we?
Well, I don't know. Some people like a little action, a little fighting, a little...
Oh, you think they like a little
conflict.
Ah.
Yeah, they like a little conflict. So
you must love yourself first.
That's the truth.
What does that have to do with a merger?
Well,
isn't that the problem with mergers? We love ourselves too much. Isn't that the problem with marriages? I'm so perfect that, you know.
That if you only change, everything would be fine. I'm great the way I am.
Exactly.
You just change. Well, that's a kind of puffed up idea of self. It's not necessarily accurate because if you truly, truly love yourself, like in the Bible, if you truly love yourself, it spills over onto the other person
mm-hmm.
because you want them to be happy. You know, that narcissistic type of love that you were referring to is
right.
not necessarily real love.
Ah. It's not the kind of love to share. It's the kind of love you only keep, right? You probably get to keep it and be by yourself with it for a long time if you're
with a house full of mirrors.
That's like when I was in the furniture business decades ago, I was still in college. The guy I worked for bought a bunch of furniture, a bunch of sofas, and some of them were the ugliest things I'd ever seen. I said, Mr. Bill, I said, do you like that? He said, I hate that. I said, why did you buy it? He said, because somebody I know, somebody who comes in the store will like that. He said, if I bought all the stuff that I liked myself, I'd get to be surrounded by all the stuff that I like for a long time. So it's kind of like that, isn't it?
It is. It is, actually.
Yeah.
And
right.
So the key here is that rules number 1, 2, and 3 are about finding love.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a single person and you're looking for the compatible mate that you can really go the distance with, those are rules 1, 2, and 3. After the third rule, then it gets into people who are together who want to make certain that it works.
Let me say those three. The first one was love yourself. The second one is partnering is a choice. The third one is creating love is a process. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint, is it?
That's right, Jim.
Yeah.
Well
okay.
said.
And number four?
Number three is that shift from I to we.
Yeah.
Because lots of people are I's. And they think that they can be in a relationship operating as an I.
That's
but
a tough lesson, isn't it?
Well, there's a big shift to becoming a we. And a lot of people say, well, I don't want to become a we. I just want to be an I, but I want to be in a relationship. Well, you know, it comes out in your words and you hear it. I'm going here. I'm going there. I'm doing this. And it's not necessarily inclusive of the other person. It's very separatist.
Right. Right.
So those first three are the most important, especially partnering as a choice. You know, people think, well, I should get married. Well, I should be with another person.
Mm-hmm.
My parents expect me to. My friends do. Everybody's getting married. Partnering is really a choice if you really want to share. And the key word is share your life with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not about all this is mine and you're over there in the corner.
Well, I see in business, here's what I think about the connection of what you're saying for business. A lot of times we think about partnering for financial reasons, for business reasons, and we forget the fact that there's going to be some emotional reasons to come. There has to be some emotional reasons, some connection reasons, some human reasons to put these people together.
As you would say, the human factor.
Yeah, the human factor.
Definitely.
And therein lies the problem.
Very often in business, what's neglected is the human factor. So we get a merger or an acquisition that's in place because of
right.
the lawyers and the business people and the bankers. And then the people don't connect because
right.
they're totally different worlds, different cultures.
Right.
They don't merge. And then the thing falls apart, and people don't understand why, because they never paid attention to the human factor.
And it happens in the personal relationship side, and it happens in the marketplace all the time.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. All right, what's next?
Well, rule number four is relationships provide opportunities to grow. Now, if you think you're going to get into a relationship with a perfect person and you're a perfect person and there's no room for growth, you're going to be in for a big surprise.
Well, see, that's what's been so hard for me, to find a corresponding perfect person for me, Cherie. And that's really been tough. But, you know, I have to live among mere mortals, so I guess I have to deal with it, right? I'm in big trouble right here. You know it, don't you, Cherie?
Oh, boy.
Stand by. 10-10, quick break. We'll be right back. Yeah, I was warned about her love. That's Robert Cray singing. That's the lament song of a lot of lovers, right, Dr. Cherie Carter-Scott?
You betcha.
I was warned about her love. Welcome back. I'm just teasing, folks. I'm trying to get into the mood here for Valentine's Day, Cherie.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, us guys, we feel differently about Valentine's Day, and But we try to perform. Why is it always that the guy has to get women's stuff for Valentine's? Why is it always that way?
Because you can remember February 14th.
When did we get off track?
Well, see, the
we
whole
don't remember
world,
anything. What are you talking about? We're not good at this.
The whole world is promoting February 14th, so it's a reminder that you can't forget it.
But why don't women buy guys fishing rods and bowling balls and golf balls and clubs and things? Why isn't there some commercials out there saying if you love your man, you'll buy him, you'll get him these things rather than all these jewelry commercials saying guys, you got to buy women stuff.
Every once in a while, we do. We buy a little jewelry for our guy.
I don't want jewelry. I want golf clubs. I want golf balls.
You want a whole new set?
I'll just take a new wedge. That'll be fine.
You want a new wedge. Okay. Is there any particular make of that wedge?
I'll send you an email.
I think I know Devonna's address. I mean, I can...
No, but that's not the point. I mean, she does fine, but you know what I'm talking about.
I do. Well, I think it's because...
It's a lot of pressure.
The old chivalry thing, you know? It's like
yeah.
the guy is supposed to woo
It's a double standard, if you ask me.
I know, Jim.
It is,
but,
isn't it?
You know, lots of us do buy our mates presents. You know,
yeah.
it's the thing about the guy is supposed to be bigger, stronger, taller,
you
know, all that.
And it's about women want guys to be bigger, stronger, and all that when they want them to be, but then when they don't want them to be, they want them to back off.
Well, they want them to be sensitive also.
Ah, Mr. Sensitive.
And to be able to communicate,
well,
which
that's
is rule number five.
You know I'm Mr. Sensitive.
I know. Well, number five is
Let's
communication is essential.
Communication is essential. All right, so what does that mean?
Well, that's if you're a guy who crawls into his cave and withdraws when it's time to communicate. You got to read chapter 5.
Memorize it. There will be a test.
The open exchange of thoughts and feelings is the lifeblood of your relationship, mm-hmm. and it's not going to work if you can't communicate.
Women are great communicators. Guys, not so much.
And that's what men have to learn from us, because in relationship, women lead.
Let me tell you what I think. Guys need to be more open, and women need to learn how to stipulate.
Stipulate. Same old about stipulate.
Stipulate means if I already know it, you don't have to tell me again. If you know I already know, you don't have to say it again. Let's communicate about things that we don't know about.
You said, does that stop nagging?
No. Oh, no, I'm very serious about this. If I'm saying to guys, you got to open up more. You got to do that. Guys, get better at that. Ladies, learn how to stipulate. I think if you did those two things, Cherie, I really believe communication would improve between men and women.
I think that's true, but
because guys don't like to talk about things that we don't like to be reminded about things that we all know everybody already knows. Let's talk about something new.
Okay, so you're talking about nagging.
No, I'm not talking about nagging. I am not. Anyway, all right, let's move on. Number six. You're going to get me in big. I'm already in big trouble. You're going to get me in worse trouble. Go ahead.
Well, six is related to five, but it's negotiation will be required.
Yeah, that means, guys, forget about it. It's your history. Get over it. If mom ain't happy, nobody's happy. There's no plaque anywhere that says when daddy's not happy, nobody's happy. That doesn't exist. There's one who says when mama ain't happy, nobody's happy.
In rule number six, it's about dealing with differences, because unless you married your twin, you're going to have differences in a relationship. And those differences can either make it or break it, depending upon how you approach them.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important for people to be able to know how to deal with whether it's a difference in philosophy or it's a difference in neatness or in habits or whatever behaviors. You have to know how to deal with those differences in a respectful way, and that's the key.
In a relationship, here's the negotiations. Yes, ma'am, you're right. I'm wrong.
Actually,
yes, ma'am, I think you should go ahead and get that.
I'll give you three sentences that really do help in a relationship.
All right, go ahead, quickly.
It was all my fault.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry about it, and it'll never happen again.
Yeah, but that's the guy saying this, right?
True.
Yeah, yeah. See,
most men do not know how to say, I'm sorry. And for them, it is a big concession.
And I agree, women actually probably say, I'm sorry too much.
We say it all the time.
Well, you probably shouldn't.
It's in our DNA.
You should be spending less time saying you're sorry and more time thinking about stipulating.
Well, we say twice as many I'm sorrys and men say half as many.
Well, that's because you say twice as many everything. Cherie?
Yes, sir.
Cherie?
Yes, dear.
Happy Valentine's Day. Will you be my Valentine?
Of course.
Cherie, you know how much I love you.
Oh.
Take care.
All right.
Dr. Cherie Carter-Scott, if love is a game, these are the rules. It's still available. And don't forget, Cherie's going to send you one of those autographed copies. And you can find her at drcherie.com. All her stuff, all her global activities, all right there. She's the best. I'll be back. It'll be tomorrow. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.